This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, March 23rd. Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Sites get a downgraded permit. Another bill on ultra-processed foods. California eyes a ban on PFAS pesticides, and AgriPulse Summit features Zeldin and lawmakers. The State Water Board has released a draft decision for the proposed site's reservoir water right, authorizing significantly less water than project backers had sought. Under the draft order, the site's project authority could divert up to 986,000 acre-feet annually, just 66% of the 1.5 million acre-feet requested in its original application. The board said the reduced amount and new operating criteria needed to protect senior water rights, water quality, and fish populations in the Sacramento River and the Delta. Diversions would be limited to high-flow periods, generally in winter and spring, further constraining how often the off-stream reservoir could fill. The draft marks a key milestone after lengthy hearings, but stops short of a full endorsement of the project's proposed operations. Project officials struck a cautious tone in response. In a statement, the authority said it is still reviewing the details and their implications, noting that elements of the draft decision and permit are different from the end of the hearing process last year, and we will need to evaluate and reconcile these differences. The group added that it will continue working through the process to ensure the project can meet its water supply and environmental objectives. Public comments on the draft are open through May, with a final decision expected later this year. Assemblymember Jesse Gabriel of Encino on Wednesday to roll out what his office calls the first-in-the-nation legislation aimed at helping Californians avoid harmful ultra-processed foods. Gabrielle is expected to appear alongside public health experts and journalists and health advocate Maria Menounos to outline the proposal. Over the past 3 years, Gabrielle has authored bills to phase out ultra-processed foods in California schools and restrict certain food additives and dyes. The new measure expected to further target health risks tied to ultra-processed products, continuing a broader legislative push on additives, dyes, and nutritional standards. The Environmental Working Group backing the legislation. Bill to phase out PFAS pesticides, a California lawmaker filing legislation to curb the use of forever chemicals in agriculture. AB 1603 by Assemblymember Nick Schultz of Burbank targets PFAS in pesticides by placing new limits on approvals and setting a timeline for a full phase-out. The bill would prohibit the Department of Pesticide Regulation from registering or re-registering pesticides containing PFAS and require greater public disclosure of their use. It also establishes a ban on the use, the sale, and manufacture of PFAS pesticides beginning in 2035, certain compounds barred earlier starting in 2030. Proponents cite growing concerns about PFAS contamination in water, soil, and food and potential links to cancer, immune system impacts, and other health risks. Environmental groups backing the bill say it would position California as a national leader in addressing PFAS in agriculture. But Western Growers warning its members that the concerns driving AB 1603 based on misleading interpretations of pesticide data. The group contends that broad definitions of PFAS overstate risk by grouping thousands of chemically distinct compounds together, including those that lack persistence or bioaccumulation concerns. It also emphasizes that the detection of pesticide residues does not equate to a health risk. According to DPR's monitoring data, most produce samples either had no detectable PFAS residues or levels far below federal safety thresholds, typically less than 7% of EPA tolerance limits. Spring officially here, typically a time when all eyes look to the sky as key planting begins across the northern hemisphere. Yet as war in the Middle East enters a fourth week, producers are also watching fertilizer and fuel costs climb higher. Since February, the average farm diesel price is up more than $1 a gallon in both Iowa and Illinois. That according to USDA data. For fertilizer, Illinois saw a whopping increase of more than $230 a ton for urea. Such historic increases will impact farmers this spring, according to John Newton, Vice President of Public Policy and Economic Analysis at the American Farm Bureau Federation. Newton discussing ag trends at the annual AgriPulse Ag and Food Policy Summit today. Other speakers at the summit include EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin, Chief Ag Negotiator Julie Callahan, and leaders of the House and Senate Agriculture Committees. The average price for U.S. diesel was $5.25 a gallon as of yesterday. That's up from $3.71 last month and $3.60 a year ago. We're dealing with a hyperinflation and low commodity price, and the two don't mix, according to Jared Schroeder. He's a corn soybean farmer in Ohio. He said it's a setup for disaster. This week is full of events with ag, food, and energy leaders weighing in on the outlook for policy, supply chains, and consumer trends. Lobbying fights around the pending biofuel regulations are in full force. What happens with the Strait of Hormuz as the U.S.-Iran tensions climb over the crucial global choke point for fuel and fertilizer shipments will hang over everything this week, including an event with potentially hundreds of farmers at the White House on Friday. For more on this week's D.C. policy agenda, you can read our Washington Week Ahead. That's at AgriPulse.com. Without full transparency regarding these allegations, the UFW risk further diminishing their credibility as a union and their ability to advocate on behalf of union members. That's today's final word from Christopher Valdez, President and CEO of the Grower Shipper Association of Central California, responding to allegations of sexual abuse by Cesar Chavez, co-founder of the United Farm Workers. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, March 23rd. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.